So here's a C program. All it does is print out two lines of text. You'll see those at the bottom of the slide in italics. Welcome to Thinking in C. You'll be glad you came. That's my opinion anyway. As you can see in the source text that makes up the program, the first line begins with a slash star and ends with a star slash. That is a comment. So anything in between those tokens is a comment in C. The second line includes another file into the compilation stream. The pound sign include, that together is a special directive in C. We'll talk about that in a minute. Basically what it does is it invokes a preprocessor, and that allows you to include other text into your program without retyping it every time. In this case, we're going to be including declarations of special functions that are in the standard C library, in particular in the header stdio.h, or usually we call that standardio.h. So for now, the thing to keep in mind is that that line includes other text into your program at that point. The rest of this source file, and by the way, if you look back at that first comment line, the name of this file is first.c. It's pretty customary to put the name of your file that is holding your source in a comment in the file itself. You'll notice that it has two components, first and then a dot, and C is the second component. That's pretty common on most file systems, and it's customary almost everywhere I have used C to always use .c as the extension for the file name for C programs. Anyway, back to the rest of the program. It's a single function called main. Main is a keyword, and it's a special word, in that in an executable C program, there should only be one function called main, and that is the one that executes when you load your program from the operating system. You can tell it's a function by a couple of things. First, it's preceded by a type name, in this case, int, which stands for integer. That is the type of value that the function returns. Now, functions in C don't have to return anything, but they always have to have this special type listed in their function definition, which says what they're returning, whether they return anything or not. If you're not going to return anything, you use the word void. But main, again, being special, always needs to return an int. The reason for that is because you might be invoking this program in the context of, say, a batch file in DOS or a shell script in Unix, and you want to get a return value to see if the thing worked or not. Well, the universal thing to do is to return a zero if it worked, and return something else if it didn't. So if you look at the last line of my main function there, you'll see that I am returning a zero. For the rest of this course here, we're not going to consider returning anything else, but just get into the habit, always type int main, and then at the very end have a return zero. Now, after the name main, you see some parentheses. That set of parentheses, again, tells you that main is the function name. As we'll see in Chapter 6, you can put some things in those parentheses, that is, the parameters that the function accepts. But for now, we won't worry about that. And then following the name of the function and that set of parentheses, you'll see a block. What do I mean by a block? I mean a set of statements that are enclosed in curly braces. Anything that is delimited by curly braces is called a block. And so function bodies are a block in C. And you'll see later what other types of blocks there are. So that's pretty much the layout of a function, and indeed of an executable program. An executable program only has to have a main function. Well, let's look and see what this particular main function is doing. Basically, it's just printing out those two lines, as I told you. To do that, it's calling a function from the standard C library called puts, or sometimes putstring. I know it looks like puts, but nobody ever says it that way. because the S stands for string, meaning a string of text. And all you do is give it an argument of something in quotes. And that is the literal text that will be printed out. The next question, though, is printed out where? Well, it's the screen. But in a few minutes, we'll talk a little bit more about that, about why it's the screen, and you'll see later how you can have it go somewhere else. So there it is. That is a bool program, which will compile and run under any C compiler. You'll need to look in your documentation to see how to actually do the compilation, whether you're doing it from the command line or whether you're doing it from some graphical system, some graphical product with an interactive development environment.